You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as smooth as a glass of brandy. And you're as awesome like breakfast with bars.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Macho Man, love that. Welcome to our championship edition of Breakfast with Bob. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by EAS Sports Nutrition, Hoka One One, Polar, Oska Wellness, VeloFix. We're at the spectacular Four Seasons Hualalai, and we're on triathlonworld.com. Our next guest, the three-time Ironman World Champion, second place yesterday, Marinda Carfrae. How you doing, Rennie?
I'm doing all right, Bob. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. How you? Legs are feeling good?
So good. I could probably do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
So what was fascinating to me was 1:56.44. That's a great swim.
Yeah. I think the conditions were really good for us in the swim yesterday. Yeah. Not too much swell. You know, I got on some good feet, which was actually Heather Wortel's. For some whatever reason, I always seem to find myself around her.
Yes.
Here in Kona, we're about the same swimmability, and I got onto her feet, and she's 6 foot, so she pulls a lot of water. So yeah, it was actually quite a pleasant swim for me. I think it was just the three of us, myself, Carrie Lester, and yeah, Heather Wortel. So nice little group.
And did you have a little group to ride with, or just?
Yeah, I started out with, obviously Carrie Lester's a fantastic, phenomenal rider, and also Heather Wortel is one of the best in our sport, so I was pretty happy being in that company. And we sort of rode together through till around, Waikoloa.
Yeah.
And then Heather, I think, started to fade, and so did Carrie, and I sort of rode off by myself, and then other people came and caught me, and sort of few different jockeying positions going on, but I wasn't completely solo all day, which was nice.
Were you hearing splits at all in terms of the really?
No.
There weren't many splits, right?
Yeah, in the past years we've had someone on a motorcycle with a whiteboard,
yes,
giving splits every 10 to 20 miles, which is fantastic to sort of see where everyone's at. So yeah, that was kind of disappointing that Ironman decided to pull the scooter and that one person giving splits. So yeah, no splits out there. I got a couple, maybe two splits all day, and
that's hard,
yeah,
especially because you're trying to limit a lead, right?
Yeah.
You know that you've gone 250 and are ready to go sub 250, and Daniel has gone 306, 307, so
yeah,
hey, I want to limit this till 12, 13, 14, and then you get off the bike, and it's like, what, 22 or something like that?
I don't know if I would have been able to do anything about that in the moment either, but I don't know. I like to know. I like to see splits throughout the day. It's sort
of
part of the way I race, yeah. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be, and for whatever reason.
So then when you get off the bike, and you went from mile one to 9.3, you went from, you know, basically 13th place to 6th place. So you're going through a lot of people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think you took like 10 seconds off of Daniela. So she was running well.
Yeah.
And like you said, you probably weren't getting those splits. But when you look at it, you're going, you're running hard, and you've made up a lot of space, and you're already almost in the top five, but 10 seconds in 9.3 miles ain't going to cut it on that day.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even know how far Daniela was ahead of me the whole race.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like people were just too worried to tell me that big split, so it was more just focusing on third place, and so
right,
I was getting splits to third place, and that was what my focus was, trying to just bring that time down. Wasn't really worried about where Daniela was. I was just trying to
do your race,
do my race, and try and get on the podium first and foremost after less than ideal bike ride. Get onto third, up to podium position.
Sure. Was it nutrition on the bike, you think, or just?
No, I think I had a solid swim. I felt good on the bike until like about mile. Like 90K.
Yeah.
So what mile is that? Like 56,
60 miles. Yeah.
And I started to cramp up a little bit, which was kind of surprising. Not
leg,
really sure.
Belly?
Yeah, no leg. Yeah. Kind of my left glute, my left VMO. Mm. And that was kind of at a bad time, because right around that time was when Heather Jackson and Mel Halshield train caught me, and I couldn't go with them. So they came around. My legs felt good. I'd actually was riding with Yvonne Van Vlerken, and in fact she had passed me, and then I felt strong, so I went back up and passed her, and then the cramp started, and then Yvonne passed me, and then the whole group of girls went by, and it was kind of a moment where I couldn't really react. But yeah, they kind of went up the road, and then probably about 20, 30 miles later, I was able to get my legs back and sort of push again. But yeah, disappointed, but that's part of racing. Sometimes, you know, you think everything's perfect going up to the race. Everything's looking good. Training's looking good. Legs feeling good. And then little things like this happen. It's part of racing.
But the nice thing is you were able to race. Last year, yes, you weren't able to race. And that's the worst thing in the world. You spend your whole year gearing up for an event that you love, an event that you've won three times, an event that you've had, you know, you've never been off the podium, right? You're on the podium every single time. So not being able to race, certainly, while you're out there yesterday, I'm sure you're thinking, I'm racing, right? I'm racing. I'm getting to do what I love to do.
Yep.
And whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm just being grateful for the opportunity to come out here and race in Kona and, you know, do my best. And that's all I can ask for on any day. Just do your best. And my best was good enough for second place yesterday.
Which is still awesome.
I think it's my third second place here in Kona. So,
yeah, it is. Three firsts, three seconds, and a third. That's called consistency.
Yeah, so I mean, it's bittersweet because it wasn't the race that I'd hoped for and the race that I believe I still have in me. But I'll take it. A second place on the Big Island. And honestly, Daniela was in a league of her own yesterday.
She really was.
That performance was absolutely phenomenal. So full credit to her and her coaching staff and for getting her here in such great shape.
Yeah, when you look at those, you know, 52.50, 4.50, 2.26, 2.56, 51, you're like, okay,
yeah, someone needs to tell Daniela that if you ride that fast, you're supposed to run a 3.20.
Is that right?
That's the rule.
I thought that was the rule. Yeah. When did it change when you can ride 4.52 and then go sub 3?
I think the last time I was that far down off the bike was when Julie Dibbins was racing.
Yeah, and you knew she couldn't run.
And I knew no offense, Dibs.
No, but she had a broken foot.
She was kind of injured, so she laid it all out on the bike and then actually didn't even finish the run.
Right.
So, yeah, to lay it out on the bike like that and then back up with a sub 3-hour marathon.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
No weakness. Yeah.
No weakness. Which means as someone who wants their title back, it's going back
new
and
level.
Swim and bike and it's all across the board, which
totally.
You always like that challenge. You know?
That's what it's all about for me, trying to, if Daniela can get more out of me, then I'm happy with that. And I think when Chrissy came in, obviously she came here before me, so that was where the bar was. And I'm the athlete I am now because of Chrissy.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's what I need to do to win Kona. And now Daniela's come in and I had a couple of years to be able to win the race myself. And then Daniela came in and said, okay, well, that's where Rinny's racing. Okay, I'm going to go a bit faster. And that's, you know, the way it's supposed to be.
I love the chess match where, you know, okay, Rinny's the better runner and Daniela's has to get a big lead. And then Daniela's like, well, wait a second. Mm. I'm a pretty good runner.
Yeah.
I was an ITU gal.
Yeah.
There's no reason I can't run faster. And she reinvents herself.
Yeah.
And so then Rinny goes, okay.
Yeah.
She's getting too big a gap in a swim and bike.
Yeah.
I'm going to go change that.
Yep.
And then it's on, right?
Yeah.
And back in the day, I know when you won in 2010 and then came in 2011 and got, you know, it's 2 minutes and Chrissy came back and won the race. It was tough for you when she retired, right?
Yeah.
Because you wanted the best person on the line. The following year, you ended up third. And I think once she announced her retirement, it was hard for you to go to the well in training because, the best person in the world, the person I want to beat more than anything is gone. Because it becomes more than just, I've won the race. It's, I want to beat the best when they're at their best.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And when Chrissy decided to retire, I think 2011 was, I don't think it was a great race for me, and it was so close. Obviously, it wasn't Chrissy's best performance either, but it was so close on that day, and I was just like, okay, 2012, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah.
And then, she decided to retire, which, I mean, she's got a little baby now and new life, and going all seems like she's having a great life now, but...
What was she thinking? She needed to wait at least another year.
I wanted one more Kona out of her, but...
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Daniela's come up and now
you
she's
got another
the new challenge.
I love that.
Yeah.
A woman who is always willing to take the challenge. And so, Marinda, what else? What season done now? Because you've had, you think about it, you know, breaking course record in Austria, year before, breaking course record at Challenge Roth.
Yeah.
This last few years have been really, really good.
Yeah, I have some great performances, obviously, or, you know, here on the island, and a couple other Ironman performances. Yeah, the end of this year, I'm going to do Island House in a couple of weeks. So we that's more of a holiday race for myself and Tim. We probably will be spending more time at the bar and drinking cocktails.
With things with umbrellas in them.
Yes, exactly. Yes, fruity cocktails. Yes. Then focusing on the race. So we'll see how that goes. But honestly, we're kind of ready to be done with the season. We just moved into our new house.
I heard that.
We can unpack a few more boxes and get properly settled in. And yeah, I mean, we'll have Thanksgiving at home. And my mum's coming out actually to the US for Thanksgiving. And my brother's coming. So looking forward to, you know, all of those off-season fun things to do with family and spending more time with family and friends that we've kind of neglected the last few months.
Brenda, thanks so much for always being such a class act and taking time to chat. And congrats on second place.
Thank you.
Always on the podium.
Yeah.
Marinda Carfrae, that, everybody, is a wrap for Breakfast with Bob, Kona Edition 2016. Thank you to EAS Sports Nutrition, Hoka One One, Polar, Oska Wellness, Velo Fix, and a huge thank you to Four Seasons Wildlife for hosting us, and you're watching us on Triathlon World. Poncho Man, take us out.
Louis Tennessee whiskey.
Yes, yes.
You're sweet, sweet, sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And you're just as cool as breakfast with Bob. Aloha.
Yeah. Pancho, you are.